The internet was a mistake. We have officially broken bad. Recently, a married mother of three young children was grappling with postpartum psychosis. Not just depression, but psychosis. She was committed to a psych ward for a brief stay, but she lied her way out of it and made her way back home. When her husband left the house to go get food, she took her three young babies into the basement, lined them up, and one by one, wrapped an exercise band around their neck and strangled them to death. Now, strangulation is very difficult, even with a toddler. It takes a lot of force and a lot of time. It's a very intimate way to kill somebody, which is probably why she turned the kids face down as she did it. She didn't have to watch the life drain out of their panicked eyes as she choked them out. It takes about 3 to 5 minutes to choke a toddler to death, so the third child had to stand there and watch their siblings die for about 10 minutes before it was their turn. After Mama had finished killing all of her kids, she promptly went upstairs, slashed her own wrist, jumped out the second floor window to off herself. Well, the snow outside cushioned her fall, the cold slowed her vitals, so she merely fractured her spine, paralyzing her, but she ultimately survived. When her husband came home with dinner, he called out for the kids and his wife. Nobody answered. He went upstairs thinking maybe she was bathing the kids. When he got to the bedroom, he saw blood splattered everywhere and the window wide open. To his horror, he saw his wife on the ground outside paralyzed. He asked where the kids were, and his heart sank when she murmured, "In the basement." He was on the phone with 911 when he discovered his dead babies. So there's a recording of his screams as he turned over his dead children, seeing their blue faces and their eyeballs nearly bursting from the sockets. The man naturally moved far away in a desperate attempt to reset his life somehow, and his wife is on trial for murder. And women on TikTok are supporting her. Go ahead, look around if you dare. You will see hundreds of psychotic women supporting Lindsay Clancy, blaming the husband.
All right, he did it. Patrick did it.
Lindsay Clancy is obviously not guilty.
He did it. He did it.
Patrick's the one who did it. Not Lindsay. Patrick did it.
Lindsay Clancy's birth chart.
Just following all their birth charts and birthdays and zodiac signs.
I've already gone over the forensic astrology charts that show that the perpetrator is a male.
Women typically don't strangle.
I'm telling you all right now, when the South Node goes into Cancer,
he's a Gemini man.
They poison or drown them.
I can't wait for this man to be humbled and for karma to do its thing.
Donald Trump.
Because of course, in this dystopian social media era, everything is a conspiracy. Nothing is real. Bad things don't happen. Every real story is just fed slop. The real story is some convoluted, nefarious plot by the Jews.
What? That's so crazy.
Whatever the opposite of Occam's razor is, that's TikTok. We have lost our damn minds. I really think that COVID fried people's brains and that they've simply never recovered. We were gaslit to hell, of course. Tony Fauci, Dr. Tony Fauci, funded the development of the virus. He lied about the lab leak.
So it came from a wet market in the same place where there's this huge lab that does all the kind of development of exactly what this thing is. That's some coincidence.
They lied about the threat to kids. They locked everyone down.
I wear a mask to school. I wear a mask to school.
It was like some horrendous globalized Stanford prison experiment. Our institutions completely eviscerated their own reputation and dignity. Gavin Newsom locked us down and then had a fancy dinner with friends at the French Laundry. The science told us that if you went paddleboarding alone in the middle of the ocean, you needed to be arrested for killing grandma. But of course, if you riot with 500,000 people, that's totally fine because viruses take a time out when it comes to social justice. Our institutions so thoroughly destroyed any semblance of credibility that they ever had, and frankly, they don't deserve that trust anymore. But we've devolved into a buffoonish, low-trust society where now people see conspiracy and malice in literally every corner of human life. Nothing is real, but everything is real. But beyond that is something darker. It's not just that we've allowed ourselves to believe the craziest things. It's not that we've just jettisoned our critical thought. We've lost our humanity. Look at the animals who people are now celebrating openly. Luigi Mangione shot a healthcare CEO in the back and communists celebrated him. Women openly gushed over him and still do. Even as he's pled guilty, they still simp for him. Now I know women have always been crazy. All famous murderers get love letters in prison, so it's not exactly a new phenomenon. But we can have a discussion about daddy issues another time. That's not what this is. This is something more sinister. What explains the outpouring of love for the mom who strangled her kids? Why are people trying so hard to exonerate her? When some criminal migrant masturbates in front of children at a public beach, the dads rightfully beat the shit out of him. But a woman suffering with suicidal empathy intervenes to protect and comfort that child sex offender? When you see an invasion of Spain, you see a woke woman gleefully waving the invaders in. Is this what matriarchy looks like? Where this kind of suicidal empathy that exploits the noble virtue of unconditional maternal compassion and perverts it towards the criminal dregs of society, all because wokeness now supersedes all normal virtue? We've heard that expression. It's a face that only a mother can love. I know I always heard it. We all know that unconditional maternal love, that superpower that God imbued into our mothers to make sure they loved us, irrationally loved us, so they didn't toss us into the damn river as babies when we're crying all night long for months on end. Their maternal love must supersede all reason and normal emotion in order to make sure that they can even make it through. But now that irrational love isn't pointed at our own vulnerable children. It's been reallocated towards whatever group the algorithm has designated as the vulnerable class: criminal migrants, drug addicts on the street. Any and all of the worst cretins of the planet get full feminine favor and protection as long as they're not the ultimate Satan, the white male. The hijacking of the maternal instinct didn't start with social media. It goes way back to 1995 when she watched Dead Man Walking as a teenager. When that film planted the seed that vile criminals deserve her heartfelt tears.
Don't execute this man. You can stop this from happening, sir.
Then Dexter injected it with steroids. This is the prolonged conditioning that accelerated with the ascendance of the Byronic hero. We got so cute with finding redeeming qualities in irredeemable villains. Gone are the days of the true bad guy. Now, the cinematic vanguard is in love with finding the humanity in the bad guy, telling the sympathetic origin story. Our parents had superheroes. We have anti-heroes.
You're goddamn right.
Breaking Bad was so brilliant, but it made us cheer on a narcissistic, murderous, criminal drug kingpin who destroyed his family over money. When Tim Burton did Batman, the Joker was a lunatic. But now the Joker gets his own movie where he's the hero, and the climax of the film is him murdering the orderlies at the asylum. The arts dog-walked us here over decades with films and television that inverted the paradigm of normal virtue. Cops are the bad guys, outlaws are the heroes, and man, do you see that manifesting in reality today. Scrolling through Mommy Sleuth TikTok is an exercise in pure insanity. Whatever this woke social media blob has done to the modern mind, it's gone far beyond internet sleuthing, and it's spawned an entire generation of hollow-out, depraved crazies. What about all the goblins celebrating the communists who shot Charlie Kirk? You have insane influencers making a fortune off shamelessly exploiting his death, tying themselves in knots with the most convoluted Rube Goldberg bullshit explanations to try and deny something we all saw in 4K and wish we didn't. It was an exploding mic.
And he had a rigged microphone.
And they timed it precisely to the millisecond with the fake gunshot from the patsy.
The shaped charge was actually supposed to hit him in the chest.
There were Jews hiding under the grass. It was French special forces. Just the craziest, most unhinged shit imaginable. And people believe it. Anything but what actually happened. Anything but the most obvious, straightforward explanation. The woke communists you saw on camera who had prints on the rifle killed an anti-communist leader because communists are violent lunatics. That's it. We have a communist violence problem, but psychos on the internet have made an entire cottage industry around denying and exploiting it.
We're not morons.
But what's so much worse than these crazy conspiracies is how it drives people to abandon their basic human decency. It goes from just asking questions to demonizing a grieving widow, celebrating her husband's violent death. It's so much worse than just absolving the actual murderer and trying to sabotage the trial. These people have a bloodlust. What have you become when you celebrate an assassination like this? I don't care what your politics are. This was a father, a loving husband. You know, I was in DC in an interagency meeting when that communist shot Charlie. I was there advocating for the Palisades, trying to get things done to help us rebuild when everyone's phones started buzzing. Now, I never knew Charlie, but some of the president's cabinet members were with us, agency heads, people who were friends with Charlie and had worked with him for years, and they were devastated. It was one of the most grotesque and shocking moments I've ever seen in American history, but the reactions that followed were far more grotesque and reveal a sad report on where we are as a country. Teachers mocked mocking his death. Drag queens putting on assassination fashion shows. Who are these demons? What have we allowed ourselves to become? We have been so thoroughly demoralized, I fear that we can't get any lower. These things have fried our brains. Politicians have become full-time influencers and utter clowns, jester gooning instead of campaigning. We dress like slobs. We shrug away drug addicts defiling themselves on our streets. We celebrate murders and lawlessness with alacrity. We have no dignity anymore, and I don't know how we get it back.